do you do? You done all you can. Seems like you never had enough. What do you say when your friend walks away? Leave you all by yourself, you're standing there all alone. Welcome, saints, to At My Father's Table. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott, and I'm here at KingScottRadioTV.com's studio. My beloved, I have a word from on high today. We're going to discuss the topic, the sermon, It's All Good. It's all good. I'll be reading from the Holy Bible, the New Century Version of the Bible. I will be reading from Ecclesiastes 2:18, and it states, what is the relationship between believing and doing for Christians? How is our faith expressed in good works? The Bible teaches us two important truths about the relationship between human good works and Christian faith. On one hand, you did not save yourself. It was not a result of your own efforts. So you can not brag about anything that you've done. Ecclesiastes 2:8-9, on the other hand, in Christ Jesus, God made us to do good works. The Holy Scripture teaches us that we are not saved by being good, by our own good works, or anything good in us. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we all feel that we are doing good by our fellow brothers and sisters. But that is not what gets us into heaven. We are chosen to go. God chooses us. For whatever his reasons are, that's the way it's done. You can't say that I've done this for that person and that for this person, and they've hurt me. It doesn't work like that. Though we want it to work like that. Everyone wants to feel an acknowledgement that you treat people right. For the Bible says, love ye one another as I have loved you. And my beloved, you can get caught up in that scenario, but that's not what saves you. That's not what gets you closer to God. It's a commandment that's left to us. And understand that we are supposed to treat everyone right. So it begs to differ what's right. You can help an individual And that same individual can turn around and do something which you would consider ungodly, and you feel a certain kind of way. Am I talking to somebody? You feel that you've been betrayed, misled, misguided, and people want to lay hands on you. It's a funny kind of feeling, and that's what Marvin Winans is saying in that song. When you done all that you can, you just stand. So what are you standing on? That you're supposed to love your neighbor? You're supposed to be of service to one another? You're supposed to smile and speak kindly of people. But that's not what happens. Mainly in the church, you have church gossip. If this person doesn't like that person will tell you, yeah, but she did this, or she did that, or she always dresses this way and wears this kind of hat. It gets to be that petty. It gets to be that simple. And in the meantime, you caught between a rock and a hard place because your emotional roller coasters go haywire. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that it's all good. It all works together for the good of Christ Jesus, that you are the individual and you can only answer for yourself. You can only be who you've called to be. You can't control someone else's mouth, someone else's actions, even in when it's blatant that they're wrong. What do you do when you've done all you can? And ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you standing here that it all works out the way that you want it to, because it just doesn't work that way. My ways are not your ways. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has a way of thinking that's beyond our understanding. Oh, you get your pastors and your ministers and your reverends and your bishops, and oh, they get up in the pulpit and get excited and stress this and dictate that, but they don't really know. All they know is what the Bible says, and the Bible has specific instructions before leaving earth. See, to love a person is a difficult thing to do because you're never able to turn that switch just the way that you want it to, because you're your own individual. You answer to God through Jesus Christ. And that's all you can do. People have their opinions of what they perceive right is, as if they know. No, we're all on a training ground, learning how to treat one another. In some of my personal experiences, I would ask myself, well, you know, when a person was in need, I reached out and helped them. And now they can see me passing by and don't even want to speak. Not so much that I have done something directly to them, but they would say, oh, you offended this person. And they'll take up that cross versus the cross that is supposed to be carried. It's a strange thing. But our Bible says the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing. You have a spirit of wanting to conquer this behavior. You look them in the face and you say, but I've helped you. When you needed help, I was there for you. God used me. I could have said no because of what? We have free will. Is this making sense to anyone? I just wish I had one or two people that would give me an amen and say, yes, you're right. But then they will say, but you can't control somebody else's behavior. And that's the facts right before you. But I can tell you that it's all good. It all works together for the good of mankind. Oh, the feeling is soured. It makes you feel leery. You're downright upset because someone wants to put their cross on your back and tell you that you should live this way. The only person you answer to is your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, you can answer to anybody you want to. That's your life. But for me, that's who gives me the rules and the regulations. That's where my faith lies. And then the Ecclesiastes tells you this. You have to interpret that scripture. Sure, we want people to treat us right, but it's not going to be that way. Sometimes they're going to treat you poorly, but you are supposed to still love them. You are still supposed to treat them well. I can give you scenario after scenario. A husband and wife can't get along because their children are opposed to this, that, and the other. They don't run their own marriages. They're not staying within their own bounds. They want to run theirs and run yours too. And then some of us, parents, it could be the mother, it could be the father, will take up that mantle. Well, yes. I don't want this person with my mom. I don't want her there. She's not good for him. As if she has the wisdom of Jesus Christ. See, that's what's going on. That's what makes the world complicated. If people will stay in their lane, whatever someone's selections are, is their business. Now, that's not to say that a man should ever put his hands on a woman, nor should a woman put her hands on a man. That's wrong across the board. But people are going to disagree on issues. But it's not in your pay grade to try to control that. And some of us think that. You have friends who all they want to do is use you for your wealth. They want you to attend all of their events, but they don't want to come to yours. And in their minds, they think that that's right. And you know what they're going after. They're going after the money. They want you to give to their cause. but they don't want to share in yours. And sometimes it takes an outside source to see that for what it is. And you could say, well, why can't you come this way versus me always going that way? You know, we're all getting older. The middle age is getting to be the older ages. And the children are growing up to be adults. And their training comes from many, many sources. But they'll use them. They'll use the children to attack an adult where all that person has done is been kind and generous to them. But as long as their agenda is being served, they're okay with it. And I'm here to tell you this morning that it's all good, because God sees what your intentions are. People say, well, this person lied and this person did this and this person don't have that. What business of it is yours? You should only be concerned about what you have. You're not subject to somebody else's approval and they're not subject to yours. That's real talk. Now you people go to church to be entertained. There's an entertainment element. There's nothing wrong with that. But the focus should always be on loving your neighbor as God has loved you. That's the commandment that's left. Is anyone feeling that? That's what's important. That's what's mandatory. And the Bible says that even if you do these things, that's not a guaranteed ticket into heaven. It tells you that. What it does say is that all things work together for the good of God, for those who serve him. But we serve them in different ways. You can't serve God the way I do. It's outside your pay grade. I think I should be of service to people. I'm not entitled to anything. You educate yourself for opportunities. But then people will hate on that. So you can't go after trying to please man or woman because they're just as faulty as you are. Do you feel me? Do you understand that point of view? Enthusiastics tells you that you can do all those things, but your ticket is not guaranteed. You are chosen. You are chosen. And based on the things that you've done to represent Christ Jesus, that's why you're chosen. It's beyond your physical understanding. God knows who's going and who's staying. But the commandment itself tells you to love one another as I have loved you. So love is mixed up in there. It's nothing you can do about it. But don't let that guide your behavior. Your behavior is that you love your brother as best you can. We're dealing with a system in our body that our flesh is sensitive, is selfish, it lies, it'll cheat, it'll do all sorts of things. And you'll justify and say, oh, well, God will forgive me. Well, you're going to find out, because you're going to stand there with Christ Jesus, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and you will be judged for your actions. So you can go around here condemning people, trying to hurt people. You can do all of that. You have free will. But there's going to come a day where you're going to have to answer for your actions. And no matter how much your daddy loves you, no matter how much auntie loves you, no matter how much your children love you, you are there based on your behavior and what you did. They're not going to bring up these situations. You made a conscious decision to not honor your marriage vows. You made a conscious decision to cheat. You made a conscious decision to lie. When they say in a consensus, who has told a lie? You tell me how many hands don't go up. Your lie ain't no bigger or better than somebody else's. It's still a lie. You can't walk around acting holier than thou because you're just as dirty. Because the Bible says we're all filthy rags. And I'm here to tell you this morning that some kind of way, through God's infinite wisdom, it's all good. It's all good. All of this is going to work together for the good of mankind, for your humanitarian efforts, what you did to be of service to people, not your selfish ways. This is mine. You share. And God has it all on that spiritual videotape that has the perfect lighting. And I know some of you are starting to feel uncomfortable, but it's all good. Because you can't say that you didn't know. I'm guilty. You're guilty. And only by the grace of God, you are selected into this private area. There's a number that's going to be reached where no one else is going to get in. It's all good. Because either you did the right thing or you didn't. You can't say, well, I was trying to protect my mama. I was trying to protect my daddy. No, it doesn't work that way. And the sooner you realize that, it doesn't work that way because Pastor Kevin T. Scott said so. It doesn't work that way because according to the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth, it can't work that way. We are people in development always until we take that last breath. At any time, you can choose to do the right thing. But don't play on that. Don't think that you can treat people any kind of way you want to assault, hurt, harm, and maim, and you think you're going to walk up into glory? You wait and see. And by the time you figure out that it doesn't work that way, it's far too late. No, I'm not doing cartwheels in the pulpit. It's not my job to entertain you. My job is to give you the word that God sends to me through his Bible and leave it at that. Either you accept it or reject it. I remember someone coming up to me saying, well, this person preaches better than you do. So you say. So you say. I'm concerned about what God says, because you don't have a heaven or hell for me. It's all good. I can take that information and say, thank you very much, and move on. And people will do silly things like that. And then some want to call it, oh, that person is just immature. At some point in time, you know, immaturity doesn't come with an age factor. Because there's a difference between right and wrong. Sometimes some of us need to keep our mouths shut. That little thing in between your cheeks and your mouth needs to shut up. Because when you go around here trying to make this comparison and that comparison and all that stuff, the intentions of God is what counts. That's what counts. That's what matters. That's what makes it all good. Because God can read your heart. I can't read nobody's heart. I don't know what their intentions are. You have people, women, men, who are gold diggers. All they want is your money. They want to live the lush life when you can't take it with you. All of what I have, I can't pack it up in a suitcase and say that I brought this with me. It's going to stay right here. And while it's here, I have control over it. But when I leave this earth to go to the next life, it's going to be here. And I wouldn't see it no other way. I would like to leave some of the things that God has blessed my life with to the everyday person, to give them an opportunity to do something great with it. Maybe you can take it to the next level. Maybe I wasn't smart enough to do everything that I needed to do. It's all good. I came in and I'm leaving out with the same thing. Absolutely nothing. And I want a place to go where I can rest in peace. One thing I respect about people who have been around for a little bit, the older people, because they know, they've seen some things. These young folk get headstrong and want to hurt somebody. Block your own blessings. Be left out. You're not going to be able to say, God, I served you when you was doing the heinous things that you've done. You think they get away? I tell people about some of the tragedies that have happened in my own personal life. I had a gifted daughter, and someone murdered her. I'm not the only one. I'm just one of them. And you live with that pain. You learn to cope. But someone took her life at an early age. And when it happened, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't want to go out and get a bat or a gun and blow somebody's head off. No, God will deal with that individual his own way. And thank God I had enough wisdom to allow that process to take place, because he can do a far better job than me. It all works together for the good. And that's what I'm telling you this morning. That we've had some absolute terrible things happen to our lives. But God fixes it so that it works together for the good. It's all good. So I'm not worried about what man or woman has to say about me. Say what you like. God knows my heart far better than you. And the same applies to you. People do things that are mean, vicious, and just downright wrong. But God works it so that it all works together for the good of mankind. And if we allow that to take place, we allow ourselves to be used by His intentions. Whatever happens is for the good. And I can rest in that peace and live in that tranquility and know that there is some place that I'm going to be with Him. But down here on this earth is the training ground. And I want to be trained. Because that promised land that the Bible talks about, I want to be there. And hopefully, you're there too. Some things are just above my pay grade. I don't know. But if that is the case, I want to be amongst the ones that's around Christ Jesus, praising Him, thanking Him, that I'm here with Him. And that's how I want to live my life. It's all good. It's all good. This has been another sermon by Pastor Kevin T. Scott from At My Father's Table by way of KingScottRadioTV.com studio. I want to thank you for your time, your effort to tune in, and we'll be right back here doing something else to benefit the kingdom of God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Tears, the pain helped me.